This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Mr. Narendra Modi today took charge as Prime Minister for the third time. After assuming charge, Mr. Modi signed the first file authorizing the release of the 17th installment of PM Kisan Samman Nidhi. This will benefit 9 crore 30 lakh farmers by distributing around 20,000 crore rupees. Mr. Modi said his first decision of the new government shows the commitment of the government to farmers' welfare. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India will continue to work for peace, progress and prosperity of the region during his third term. In this context, he called for deeper people-to-people ties and connectivity in the region. Mr. Modi was meeting the visiting leaders of India's neighbourhood and the Indian Ocean region at Rashtrapati Bhavan last night after his swearing-in ceremony. Thanking them for gracing the occasion, the Prime Minister reaffirmed India's commitment to its neighbourhood-first policy and Sagar vision. Mr. Modi said India will continue to amplify the voice of the Global South in the international arena. Narendra Modi was sworn in as Prime Minister for the third consecutive term last evening. President Draupadi Murmu administered the oath of office in secrecy to Mr. Modi, along with the members of the new Council of Ministers, at a function held at Rashtrapati Bhavan. During the swearing-in ceremony, 30 cabinet ministers, 5 ministers of state in dependent charge and 36 ministers of state took oath. The first meeting of the new Union Cabinet is expected to be held today. The meeting is likely to take place in the evening. In Sikkim, the swearing-in ceremony of Prem Singh Tamang as the Chief Minister and his Council of Ministers will be held today at 4 p.m. at Paljor Stadium in Gangtok. In the light of the swearing-in ceremony, all government and private schools, colleges and academic institutions within Gangtok Municipal Corporation area will remain closed today. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister-designate N. Chandrababu Naidu will also be sworn in on Wednesday at Ganavaram in Krishna District. The BJP has appointed Union Ministers Rajnath Singh and Bhupender Yadav as its central observers to elect the Legislature Party leader in Odisha. The BJP, in a statement, said its parliamentary board has chosen these two leaders to oversee the election of the Legislature Party leader in the state. The BJP Legislature Party is likely to meet tomorrow to elect its leader. The swearing-in ceremony of the first BJP Chief Minister of the state is scheduled to be held on Wednesday at the Janata Maidan in Bhubaneswar, preparations for which are in full swing. The BJP won 78 seats in the 147-member assembly, scoring a majority for the first time in the state, ending the Biju Janata Dal's over 24-year rule under outgoing Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces today launched a massive cordon and search operation to track down terrorists responsible for the attack on a passenger bus in Riyasi district last evening that left 10 people dead and 33 others injured. The bus was en route from the Shivkori Shrine to Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine in Katra. Terrorists opened fire at the 53-seater bus, causing the driver to lose control and the bus plunged into a deep gorge, resulting in the death of 10 pilgrims and injuries to 33 others. The President, Vice President have expressed grief over the terror attack on a pilgrim's bus in Jammu and Kashmir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi took stock of the situation and directed Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha to constantly monitor the situation. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red warning over parts of Goa, Maharashtra and Karnataka today due to heavy to very heavy rainfall. The IMD has credited this weather disturbance to a cyclonic circulation over the Marathwada region to lower tropospheric levels. Meanwhile, heatwave conditions will continue to prevail over parts of Punjab, Haryana, Bihar, Jharkhand, West Bengal, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Delhi, Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh till the 13th of this month. Indian equity indices hit their all-time high levels in today's early trade, with the Sensex surpassing the 77,000 mark for the first time ever. The benchmark indices have gained for the fourth consecutive session, driven by optimism in the markets attributed to several factors. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India defeated Pakistan by 6 runs in a thrilling match at Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York. And with that, we end this news bulletin.